You are listening to Smart Women's Dating Podcast, episode number 68. Welcome to Smart Women's Dating Podcast. I am your host, certified life coach Lærke Nielsen, and I help smart, independent women attract the love they deeply desire without having to chase or settle. This podcast will give you the mindset, tools, and insights you need to finally crack the code to your love life. Are you ready? Then let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. And if you're new, welcome to the podcast. Are you dating down? You might have an idea what that is without me even explaining that. So intuitively we can say dating down. It might be something about dating someone who has a shorter education or a lower job status or someone who makes less money or is less intelligent or maybe someone who's just a lot younger than you. But it could also be someone who has exactly the same status as you and makes the same amount of money and is as intelligent and around the same age as you, but where there is something else about him that makes you not see him as a potential long-term partner. And you do want to find that this is what you're looking for. And then in spite of that, you might decide to settle for him because you tell yourself that you can't find someone that you really want, and there are no good men out there left for you. And this guy, well, he is cute and he really is interested in you and he does all the right things, but somehow you just don't think he's right for you. And maybe you are not really conscious about it, but you also don't actually respect him. There is something about him that makes you not really respect him the way you want to respect a partner. So today I'm going to be talking about dating down and what that is. And the idea is for you to know if you are dating down and what happens when you do that, why it's such a bad idea. And also I want to share with you the real reason you do this, because this might come as a surprise for some of you. And also I will talk a little bit about the importance of finding a man that you can both respect and admire. Even though I know this sounds a little bit old school, but that is really important. And I'm going to share why it's important for both of you. So before we dive into it, I just want to share a client win here. This was my client that we call M. And before, when she wasn't working with a dating coach, she felt that she was wasting a lot of time on having long, long first dates and continued dating guys beyond date number 4, 5, or 6, even when she knew from the beginning that she wasn't actually interested and she didn't feel that they were compatible. She would feel that it was sad to say no because here is someone who's really interested and he wants to continue dating. But then we could see that in her past, she had a history of relationships that never really got off the ground. They were just very long dating and she never really fell in love with any of them. But she spent a lot of time on them and it was almost like her man funnel was blocked. So the man funnel, I spoke about this in previous episodes, the guys that she would be chatting with in the app and sometimes having phone conversation or video calls with and then moving on to see them on a real in-person date, they were kind of blocked because the new ones who entered at the top of the funnel, they couldn't get through to her because her agenda was completely full of dates with guys that were not right for her. All the Mr. Wrongs were taking up all her time and energy. And so what she learned when we started working together was to filter out the wrong guys, learning to recognize as early as possible whether a man has a good partner potential, whether he is potentially compatible or not, and stop giving her time and energy away to the wrong guys so that she could use that on new matches instead, investigating new potential matches. And that helped her move forward much faster, so she would be dating more men and have more flow in her man funnel. And that also meant that she would have to say no to a lot more guys, and at the same time, she would have a lot more new guys entering her man funnel. And Now she's dating men that are so much closer to her ideal partner. Actually, at the moment, she's dating two different guys that are both showing up and inviting consistently and being very reliable, and she's having a great time with them. And this is what happens when you learn to recognize early on who could be the potential good matches and then make a decision to say no to the rest of them. Being able to say no to the wrong guys is so underrated. It is actually really, really important for you to move forward faster. And I always say you need to give the guy a chance, and I still mean that. If there are only green flags and there's at least one thing that you find interesting about him, you want to continue until date number 3 or something and see what you think then. But do not go beyond that if you have a very strong feeling that this is not what I'm looking for. He is not the man that I'm looking for, and I don't think that we are compatible long term. If you feel this after 3 dates and you also do not feel the least attracted, then it's time to move on and meet some new men. So I can help you get a flow in your man funnel, and if you don't have a man funnel, I can help you get one, because you want one if you want to date efficiently and you want to find a good long-term match. So book a call on the link in the show notes here on Apple Podcasts, and if you're listening from another platform and there are no show notes, you can find this link on my Instagram profile, which is at Lærke the Love Coach. The call is free, and we will chat about your challenges and what you want my support on, and I can tell you how I can help you. So let's dive into it. You are dating, and you met someone. And he's kind of cute, you like him. And all is quite nice for a couple of weeks or maybe even months. But there's something about him that tells you that he is not the one. Something feels off. You might sometimes get a little bit annoyed with him, or you feel that he's less knowledgeable. He is not as smart as you, or he's maybe not as ambitious as you. Or maybe there is even a clear red flag that you are fully aware of, but that you decide to ignore. Because you feel so flattered about this guy, and it's been a while since you had someone invite you out all the time and do a lot of stuff for you. So you are not really crazy about him, but it's also not so bad. And he wants to continue seeing, he keeps reaching out, and you tell yourself it's fine for now, even if you know that it might not last. And the reason it's not gonna last is that you on some level sense that he is inferior to you. When you become really deeply honest with yourself, you realize that you don't actually respect him. Not really as you would want to respect a partner. Now here, I just want to put in a disclaimer before I talk more about what that looks like, because this is really not meant as a critique of anyone. And if you recognize yourself as dating someone that you don't respect, then I want you to not shame or blame yourself, but instead get curious and listen all the way to the end so you understand why you are doing this and what is the real reason behind this. And that will give you a much better chance of shifting your pattern and getting what you really want, which is a man that you do respect. So you are dating this guy, and in a way he is a safe choice, and it's easy to say yes when he invites, and it's kind of difficult to find a really good and solid reason to say no. You do feel that you are starting to settle a little bit here, and at the same time you might ask yourself, but can I even get someone better? Maybe it's time to just take whatever I can get. And he's kind of nice, and it's difficult to put your finger on what is so wrong about him. Then what happens? When you continue dating him and it almost becomes a habit, you of course develop an attachment to him. Even if you don't want to, you stay together with someone, you hang out all the time. Of course, you're going to feel an emotional connection. You're going to feel an emotional attachment, even if he is not the right for you. And you might stay with him for a long time. I want to share that I have talked to many women who told me that they were in relationships that lasted for several years, even if they knew from the beginning that this was not someone they really, really wanted. They were kind of settling in this relationship. They were making a compromise in this relationship, and they were never really, really happy with this man. And that's, of course, not very nice. You can say it's a waste of your time, and it's a waste of his time as well. And if you imagine a man doing that, and then you overhear him talking to his friends and telling them that he doesn't really believe that you're the right woman for him, but he just doesn't think that it's possible for him to find the right one out there. There are no good women left out there. So he just have to settle with you. Of course, that wouldn't feel nice. That wouldn't feel good. Nobody wants to be someone that another person settles for, of course. But somehow, this is just what happens because you do want a partner, you're tired of dating, and this guy is just really sweet, except there is something missing. So you spend a large part of your time with a man that you are not actually in love with and that you don't see as the right guy for you long term. And then what happens with time is you start to get annoyed with him. You might find yourself criticizing him or trying to change him or teach him things. And maybe you are also bossing him around a bit. And the more he lets you boss him around, the more you lose respect for him. And another thing that also happens is you lose your desire for him. And of course, he can feel that. He can feel that you're not respecting him, and that is painful for him. Men really need their woman to respect them. And a healthy, masculine man, he is not going to take that from a woman. He's not going to stay in a relationship where he can feel the woman doesn't respect him. He could, of course, be a man who is not a healthy masculine man, but who is more in his feminine and maybe doesn't have a strong confidence. And he could, of course, also be telling himself that he is settling with you. So two people in a relationship that they're not really happy with. That is so sad. But what is also important to notice here is all the things that are not happening. Because you are not dating or in a relationship with the man of your dreams. He is still out there. He is still waiting for you out there. Now, let's look at the real reason behind all this, because it could sound like, on the surface, like you're a horrible person. And of course, we can say it's sad for the guy because he is the person yet you are settling for. But on the other side, I also just want to remind you that he's a grown-up person and he can leave the relationship as well if he doesn't feel that you have the right emotions or the right approach to him. But the way I have described it now, that you're dating someone that you feel superior to and you don't really respect him, of course, it could sound like you're a little bit arrogant here. And you might have the experience that it's really sad for you because you have to settle. You have settled for this guy and you might tell yourself that you have no other options. So you kind of feel that you're the one who's losing the game. But settling is a decision that you make and is also an evaluation that you find it to be settling. That is your evaluation of the situation. So you might not be conscious about this, but it is your own decision to settle with someone. But this is all what it looks like on the surface, and what is really going on beneath there is that you don't believe that a man that you consider amazing is possible to find for you. Because somehow you tell yourself that someone who is amazing is not going to want you. He is going to lose interest. So in reality, this is a self-worth issue. You choosing to be with a man that you don't respect and you don't admire, that is a self-worth issue in you. So there you go. You choose him because it feels safe. You believe he's not going to leave you. And even if he did, you might have this idea that it wouldn't be a big deal for you, even though it might actually be because you do have some attachment after having spent time with someone. So you most likely will feel sad no matter what. But the real reason you are settling for someone is basically that you don't believe you deserve a man that you think is amazing and that you can admire and respect. Now, let's talk a bit about respect and admiration. And my point here is that it is really, really important that you can respect and admire your man. And this might sound a little bit old school or like really old-fashioned patriarchal thinking, but I want you to turn it around and ask yourself, If you do not find anything in your man that you can admire, is there nothing about him that you really admire, and if you do not find it in yourself to respect him, then why are you even with him? Because you want that in a partner. You want him to be someone special with qualities that you look up to and that you really admire. And you want him to be a man that you respect. This is really important. And if it's not met, that's a sign that you either need to look at your own thoughts about him and get curious about why you don't respect him and why you don't find anything to admire about him. Or you might actually want to look for someone else. Maybe he isn't the right one for you. This is almost as important as trusting him. If you do not trust your date or your partner, if you can't find it in yourself to trust him, then there is no basis for a relationship. So it is your responsibility to either challenge your perception or back out of the relationship if you find out that you cannot respect or admire your man. And as I mentioned before, this is really crucial for a man. If he cannot feel respect from his woman, this is going to destroy him, unless, of course, he leaves you before that. And most healthy masculine men, they are not even going to feel attracted to a woman where they sense she doesn't respect him. He's not going to want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't respect him. So what can you do if you realize this is you right now, or you see you had a pattern of this in the past? You've been dating several men or even had relationships with guys that you knew from the beginning they were not a good match and you somehow couldn't really respect them. Here you want to challenge your thoughts about why it's not possible for you to find an amazing man. And this begins with defining what is an amazing man to you. What are some qualities that you admire and respect in a man? Try to think about that, and you can imagine different men that you've known in your life. Doesn't have to be someone who were your partner, it could just be someone you've known, and where you notice something you really admire about them, a quality that you admire. And also ask yourself, what makes you respect a man? What is the kind of man that you respect? Get really clear on what it takes for you to feel this respect and admiration for a man. And then try to imagine this person next to you, standing next to you. And notice what comes up for yourself. What are the fears that come up if you have fears? And what are the thoughts that you have? Here you want to pay attention to thoughts like, this man is out of my league, or I don't deserve him, I'm not good enough for him. He won't find me interesting, or he won't find me attractive. I am not pretty enough. I am not young enough, or whatever comes up. And then, as usual in coaching, and you know by now if you listen to the podcast, your job is to question your own brain and be open to being wrong. What if it's not true that he is out of your league? What if it's not true that he doesn't want you? Then what? And you can also ask yourself, what kind of woman would be a match to this man? And how am I already that woman? What are some things I want to work on to become a match to this man? Because you could maybe want to work on your confidence and your self-worth. You could want to work on your relationship with yourself. And here you can go back and listen to episode 67 on how to be your own best partner. So it's really about asking yourself, how can I become a match to the man of my dreams? And a little hint here for you is that it is not plastic surgery or stuff like that. It is the inner work I'm talking about. The self-belief, the self-confidence, having your own back, living your best life, following through on your dreams, taking your dreams seriously, cultivating self-loving thoughts, and continue to learn and grow throughout life. And of course, you can also work with a coach if you want to make this journey fun and more direct. Dating in a more efficient way while learning and growing on the journey, that's something I can help you with. So book a call on the link in the show notes or go to my Instagram account at Lærke the Love Coach and book a free call on the link there. I want you to know that you deserve a man that you feel is amazing, then you can love, respect, and admire. Nothing less than that. And he is out there. Trust me, he is waiting for you. So this was all that I had for you today, ladies. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be back again in a week. And in the meantime, have fun and enjoy dating. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast and you want to get support from a coach on your love journey, I invite you to book a free consult call with me. You will find the link in the show notes. And also, don't forget to subscribe, and I would love it if you would rate and review this podcast, and then you'll also help other women find it.